This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, August 15th. While prices and demand give cattle trade a boost on Tuesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Those beef cutout prices and the demand were a little bit higher today, and that gave the market somewhat of a lift. But the lackluster trading and the cattle trade around, it makes it really difficult to find its footing. We're not really sure exactly which way to go, and I think that the expectation that the market's going to be moving a little bit sideways because of it. So we need to wait for a little more news to kind of give us some direction in which way it's going. But I think that at this point right now, it seems to be a positive that it's holding on because the feeders slipped. So that's kind of giving it a different direction. That just lets you know that we're not really sure which way to go. But the traders are looking for something to trade against that will give us somewhat of a lift.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 8 1/4 at 541 1/4. September corn was up 5 3/4 at 362. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 2, ranging from 615 to 618. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 5, ranging from 645 3/4 to 655 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 3.5, ranging from 681 1/4 to 696 1/4. Live cattle for August were up 77.5 cents at 108.02 1/2. August feeder cattle were up 27.5 cents to 148.85. And August Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1503.
From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.